3 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. here on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, Tush Free Farm Radio. Today's Sunday, April the 10th, 2016. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, for another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. I have to apologize for not being here last Sunday. We had some snow, and since there's no more on-street parking because of the construction in the area, I didn't want to park where I normally park behind the building and get tagged or towed or whatever. So therefore, we missed last Sunday, but we're here this Sunday. We're going to make up for it and talk a lot of sports. And if you want to get involved in the conversation, my phone number here in the studio is 617-627-3800. 617-627-3800. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective, what's going on out there in your neck of the woods. That number again, 617-627-3800. 617-627-3800. If you're on the fringes of our signal, you can also hear us on www.wmfo.org. And we also multicast on iTunes.com radio and YouTube. I'll be back. Okay, yeah, you can also download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'll be back. Okay, 8 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford. This is the Brown Perspective on Sports. I'm Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here. So let's get right into the baseball score. This is the first time this year I've been able to bring you baseball scores. If you're a regular listener, and I know you are a regular listener, when we go through the minor leagues, when we go through spring training, I don't bring those scores because they're meaningless. They got a lot of, rookies who are not going to be on the club during the season, and the pitchers are only pitching an inning or two just to get their arms in shape and stuff like that. Like David Ortiz says, he doesn't go on till the lights go out. And so anyway, we don't bring you those scores. But now that the season has started, the season is underway, I can bring you baseball scores. With all the applause in the background. Anyway, let's get into the scores in the American League. Yesterday, Red Sox 8, Blue Jays 4, Yankees 8, Tigers 4, White Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Rays and the Orioles were postponed. The Royals 7, the Twins zip. The Rangers 4 and the Angels 1. The A's 6 and the Mariners 1. Over in the National League, the Reds 5 and the Pirates 1. The Marlins at Nationals was postponed. The Dodgers 3 and the Giants 2. That game went 10 innings. Cardinals 12 and the Braves 2. Phillies 1 and the Mets zip. Padres 16 and the Rockies 3. And the Cubs 4 and the Diamondbacks 2. And in interleague play, the Astros defeated the Brewers 6-4. In that Red Sox game, Mookie Betts went 1-for-4, scored a run. He also walked once. He's hitting 158 on the season. Dustin Pedroia went 3-for-5, scored a run, 2 RBIs. He's hitting 316. Xander Bogaerts went 1-for-4, scored 2 runs. He got an RBI also, also got a walk. He's hitting 222 on the season. Travis Shaw played first base yesterday, went 1-for-5, got an RBI. He's hitting 357. Hanley Ramirez was the DH. He went 1-for-5, scored a run, 2 RBIs on the on a fluke single. He had a ball that was a single in the right field, and it hit something and bounced over the right fielder's head and got 3 bases on it, and hence the 2 RBIs. He's hitting 389 on the season. Pablo Sandoval got his first start of the year, went 0-for-4 at third base, got a walk, however, and so his batting average is 3 zeros. 0-0-0-0, not 300. But anyway, you know what I mean. Brock Holt missed the grand slam home run for the night before, went 1-for-5, scored a run. He's hitting 412 on the season. Castillo played in center field. Ruzny went 2-for-4. Okay, JBJ, you have to watch out. Castillo went 2-for-4, scored a run. He's hitting 500 in the season. And Bruce Swihart went 1-for-2, scored a run. Also got a walk. He's hitting 143. Rick Porcello started. He went 6 innings, gave us 7 hits, 4 runs, all earned. 1 walk, 7 strikeouts. He has a 6.00 ERA, and his record is 1-0. Uihara came in and pitched the 7th inning. He struck out 1, and he has a 0.00 ERA. And Bobby Ross came in. He pitched 2 innings, the 8th and the 9th, struck out 2, gave up no hits, no runs, no nothing. Jose Bautista, like I said, the ball bounced over his head. It was not an error. He didn't touch it. He was ready to field it as a single. It hit something and bounced over his head, went all the way back to the wall. But he hit 2 home runs anyway. He was all the offense, all the driving in offense for the Blue Jays yesterday. Scored. He drove, hit the 2 home runs, each with a man on base, scored himself, and so therefore he was counting for all 4 of the Blue Jays' runs. Red Sox 8, Blue Jays 4. Still too early, as far as I'm concerned, to get a fix on who's going to do what in the major leagues this year. Everybody is considering the fact that the Chicago Cubs may have they finished so low down in the standing for so long that they come up with some, you know, pretty good young players who they've been able to bring up to the minors now virtually all at once. And so we're going to have to see whether those young guys can hang with the old guys. The Kansas City Royals, you know, world champion Kansas City Royals are probably going to be up there in the mix. They haven't lost anybody of significance that I'm aware of. Of course, I don't follow Kansas City that closely. The New York Mets still have that tremendous pitching staff. We're going to see, you know, and then, you know, there is injuries and everything else that pop up during the course of the season. So it's going to be interesting. Just I can't pick a, you know, I'll say this, the Red Sox will not finish last. they've done that 2 years in a row. And all the experts are jumping on over the Red Sox that they finished last 2 years in a row. Well, listen, Dustin Pedroia was out most of the year, and when he was here, he was playing hurt, as he normally does, you know, and so therefore that affected the Red Sox defensively and offensively. And just the fact that he's such a fire guy, he made a fantastic play on a ball hit to his left in yesterday's game, you know, threw the runner out, you know, while on his knees. That's Dustin Pedroia for you. He's just a firebrand. And then Hanley Ramirez, the horror show in left field. All right, he didn't do it defensively, but he was doing it off. He had a tremendous offensive tremendous offensive month in April. And then when he ran into the wall and injured his shoulder, that just, you know, I guess, you know, impacted his ability to swing the bat as well. And so therefore, not fielding well and not hitting well also didn't help. Pablo Sandoval still has not found his way around the American League East, the American League period. And I don't know if it's the pressure of playing in Boston as opposed to playing in San Francisco, but he's a tremendous bad ball hitter. And so therefore, they were just throwing him balls that were totally out of the strike zone. He was just swinging and hacking away and hitting nothing. And I came in to spring training totally out of shape, but the Red Sox said they were satisfied. But then we had Travis Shaw have a fantastic year. Travis Shaw had a tremendous spring training. You know, that's what I'm trying to say. And obviously won the third base. Hey, you know, you got to put your best players out there. If you pay a guy a lot of money, he's not producing, you sit him down. Hey, what else? Especially if you got somebody who is producing. So therefore, that was an easy call as far as I was concerned, getting Travis Shaw in there at third base. Rosny Castillo didn't have a great spring. Everybody's saying he'll be probably better off playing at Pawtucket, but so far they decided to keep him up here. And yesterday he got into his first game and went 2-for-4, and so therefore, and we know he can field. He's not a liability with the glove. So we're gonna see. Maybe we'll have a 2-platoon system with Jackie Bradley in center field against right-handers, and Castillo in center field against left-handers. So, who knows? The pitching, yeah. Buchholz really put us in the hole, but the team came back in that last game out there in Cleveland and won it, even though he gave us a 5-run deficit right off the bat. But, 4-run, I guess it was, off the bat, and then they got another run off of him, and we got one and made it 5-1. And then we came back, we won the game. But that's not the point. You know, we need to have Clay Buchholz go deep into games, at least 6 or 7 innings. I think he's thrown about 80 pitches in the first 3 innings. So, you know, that's not going to work. Pacella was not that sharp at the beginning, but he came around. And the bats came around. And that took some of the pressure off. And so, therefore, he did a really good job. Kelly, not so good. But anyway, we lost the Buchholz game. We pulled out the Kelly game. But I think Kelly is going to be a great pitcher. And we have the knuckleballer, right, I guess, going today. So, anyway, I'm positive. I'll bet the house on the fact that we're not going to finish last. Haven't seen the Yankees. Haven't seen Baltimore. Has been, I think, is undefeated. Toronto, we know, can hit. Baltimore's pitching, it may be a little suspect, but we'll see what happens. And you know, we worry about the rest of the league when we get out there. 419 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial or on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, April the 10th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. To get involved in the conversation, you just have to give me a call. 617-627-3800. 617-627-3800. I'll be back.
It's a cycle of life for too many Americans. Nearly 35 million searching for security, but still going in circles. One out of every six children in America looking for comfort, but finding none of their own. One out of every 10 families in America working and hoping that education and training will open the way, only to find opportunity closed. It's the cycle of American poverty. but we can end the downward spiral for the nearly 35 million Americans still struggling to break free by adding more chances to succeed, by making a place at the table of care until there's room for every American. Poverty in America, we can end it, and everyone can do something to help. Find out how. Visit PovertyUSA.org. A message from the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
And also brought to you by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and the Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:23 is the Brown Perspective on Sports. Time with your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday, except last Sunday, from 4 until 5 a.m. And I'd love to get you involved in conversation. To give you a call, to do that, you need to give me a call. 617. I'm not going to call you. You have to call me. 617-627-3800. 617-627-3800. Bad news for the Bruins fans. Last night, the Bruins lost to the Senators 6-1. 6-1. Yuck. Playoff chances are out the window, as far as I'm concerned. Also, Rangers 3, the Red Wings 2, Flyers 3, and the Penguins 1. The Ducks 5, and the Avalanche 3, Canadiens 5, and the Lightning 2, Panthers 5, and the Hurricanes 2, New Jersey 5, and the Maple Leafs 1. The Blue Jackets 5, the Blackhawks 4. That was an overtime game. Flames 2 and the Wild 1. Sabres 4 and the Islanders 3. That was also overtime. Capitals 5 and the Blues 1. Stars 3 and the Predators 2. Canucks 4 and the Oilers 3. That was a shootout. The Jets 4 and the Kings 3. That was also a shootout. And the Sharks won in the Coyotes zip. In the Bruins game in the first period, 5:04, David Pastrnak got his 15th goal of the year with assists from Marchand and Talbot. And that was it. Do we want to really go over the rest? I guess we have to. Since we are a sports show, we got to give everybody their due. 1:42 of the second period, Chris Neal got his 5th goal of the year with assists from Paul and Zingel. At 5:54, Zach Smith got his 24th goal of the year with assists from Carlson and Clayson. At 8:39, Matt Puempel got his 2nd goal of the year with assists from Verone and Robinson. And at 10 minutes of the second period, this fan, you know who I'm talking about. He got his 21st goal of the year with assist from Hoffman. 4-1, that was the Senators at the end of the second period. Third period was no better. 11:33, Jean-Gabriel Pageau got his 19th goal of the year. Single-handed, that was unassisted. Shorthanded, I guess that is. And then at 14:29, Zach Smith got his 25th goal of the year. Also shorthanded with assist from Pegu. Final score. Senators 6 and the Bruins 1. Pack the bags, boys. Go to get your golf clubs out. Season is over. Hammond got 39 saves on 43 shots. Gustafson got 34 saves on 40 shots. Hammond had 39 saves on 40 shots. But, hey, that's the way it goes. See you next year. We got some young guys. Pastrnak, had a good year, considering he was injured part of the year. And Claude has not played him, primarily because of defensive concerns. Had not played him as much as you would think he should play since he got 15 goals. He's obviously a goal scorer. Can he pick up the other part of the game? Sure, I think so. But he can't do it if he's sitting on the bench. You got to get him out there. Get him out there with some guys who can play defense so that his defense doesn't become a major problem. But anyway, That's just my perspective. So that's why we call it a Brown perspective on sports. It'll be interesting to see what the Bruins do from this point on. Finishing in the middle of the pack, just missing the playoffs, they're not going to get a tremendous low pick in the draft. So that's not the way we're going to go. They haven't been able to make any significant trades. Louis Erickson is still here. Are we going to pay him? Are we going to let him go? I don't know. But anyway, it'll be interesting to see what happens from this point on. It's 4:28 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 in your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this the Sunday, April the 10th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. To get involved in the conversation, just have to give me a call. 617-627-3800. 617-627-3800. I'll be back. Promise.
Cindy here for the Environmental Defense Fund at the supermarket with some smart shoppers. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what's for dinner?
Pudding!
Excellent. What kind?
Vanilla.
Chocolate.
Lemon mousse.
Oh, how sophisticated.
Why, thank you.
Okay, shoppers, when shopping for pudding, what's the most important thing to look for on the label?
100% pudding!
Besides that,
package made from recycled material.
Bingo. All sorts of products and packaging are now being made from the paper, plastic, metal, and glass that you recycled. But to keep recycling working, you have to buy those products. So when you pick up a package, read the label.
Just make sure it's pudding.
It's for all kinds of products.
As long as they're pudding.
This is Cindy saying for a free brochure on buying recycled, call 1-800-CALL-EDF.
Or 1-800-PUDDING.
Come on.
Oh, all right. 1-800-CALL-EDF.
This message from the Ad Council, the US EPA, and the Environmental Defense Fund.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a brown perspective on sports. I'm not going to make any pudding jokes. I'm sorry. 4:36 is the brown perspective on sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call, 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. Also, bad night for Boston in the NBA, but we'll get to that. Suns 121, Pelicans 100, but that's good. Because now the Suns and the Brooklyn Nets, I think, have the same number of wins and losses. And so I don't know what the tiebreaker is there, but that makes the Celtics draft pick potentially a little bit better than it was before that game was played. Hawks 118, Celtics 107, Warriors 100, the Grizzlies 99, Bulls 105, Cavaliers 102. Timberwolves 106, the Trailblazers 105, and the Kings 114, and the Thunder 112. In that Celtics game, Amir Johnson got 14 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, and 4 blocks. Jay Crowder got 16 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals. Sellinger only got 4 points. He only played 11 minutes. I don't know if he got hurt in that game or what, but he only played 11 minutes. Sellinger got 4 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist, and a steal. Bradley got 15 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals, and 1 block. Isaiah Thomas got 16 points, 2 rebounds, 6 assists, and 2 steals. Zeller got 3 points, 1 rebound, and 1 assist. He got 26 points the night before. Kelly Olynyk got 6 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, and a block. Smart, Marcus Smart, did his share. Kim coming off the bench got 19 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal. Evan Turner got 11 points, 7 rebounds, and 5 assists. Hunter got 3 points. Jarepko didn't score, but he got 3 rebounds and an assist. As I look quickly at the additional box score of that game, the point guards, Isaiah Thomas and Avery Bradley, took 36 shots, only made 11, and that 25 misses certainly did not help. And again, like I said, I don't know what happened to Jared Sellinger, but he only played 11 minutes. Hopefully he didn't get hurt. But anyway, Celtics lose, and their chances of getting to third place now depends upon them winning the rest of their games. I think, 2 games left? And somebody beating up on Atlanta, who I guess has the third spot right now pretty well wrapped up. 4:39 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial. We're also on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, and it's a Sunday, April the 10th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, here virtually every Sunday except for last Sunday. It's just a long story. I'll repeat it just one more time, maybe. There's a construction project going on across the street, so you can't park on the street. We had some snow. I parked behind the building, and I didn't know how much snow we were going to get to begin with. We didn't get that much, but I didn't know what the tagging and towing process would be back there, since I guess they must clear the snow out sometime. Do they wait till it stops snowing, or do they come during the day, during the night when I'm doing my show or whatever? So I decided, rather than getting tagged and towed somewhere, I would take the night off. There. That's why I wasn't here last week. Okay, that settles that. Celtics playoff shot, they have a shot, no matter who they play in the first round, of getting by the first round opponent. I think they still are lining up against the Miami Heat. And they got a shot against them, although someone said that Chris Bosh is coming back for the playoffs. So that might make it a little bit more difficult. But anyway, they have a shot. Anyway, I think I'm surprised that they lost that game to Atlanta. Maybe because it was back-to-back, I don't know, and Atlanta was home resting. But anyway, I think they can beat up on Atlanta. And they got a puncher's chance in a series against the Raptors. Do they match up well? I don't think they match up well with Cleveland. They just don't have anybody to consistently compete with LeBron James. And Jay Crowder is the man, but I think that takes a lot out of him as far as the offense is concerned. So, therefore, can we get out of the East? I don't think so. And I think Danny Ainge had an article in one of the papers saying that that the Celtics weren't really contenders as yet. But hey, we got those two draft choices, and who knows who's coming out that might help us, depending on where we finish in the draft. That's a big part of the quotation. 4:42 here on WMFO in Medford. Let's go. Where are we going? We already had the NBA and the NHL. NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball. Let's go to the Masters. Golf is back. Jordan Spieth, after three rounds, is 3 under par, has a one-stroke lead over Smiley Kaufman. I've never heard of Smiley Kaufman. But anyway, Smiley Kaufman is 2 under par. Bernhard Langer is 1 under par, so it's pretty close. Hideki Matsuyama, who I never heard of either. I heard of Bernhard Langer. But Smiley Kaufman and Hideki Matsuyama, both 1 under. Jason Day is even. Dustin Johnson and Danny Willett are also even. So it's a horse race yet still. Even though this is the Masters, we're talking about golf, not horses. But anyway, Jordan Spieth, who came on the scene with a rush, may be lining up to win his second green jacket. So we'll have to wait and see on that one. 617-627-3800 is our phone number. 617-627-3800. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective, what's going on out there in your neck of the woods. To do that, you have to give me a call, 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. Be back.
Do you think you've been discriminated against at work or when applying for a job? Call the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission anytime, any day at 800-669-4000. It's unlawful for an employer to harass you or treat you differently because of race, color, sex, national origin, age, religion, pregnancy, or disability. The law also protects you against retaliation for complaining about discrimination. Again, the number to call is 800-669-4000. Equality at work, your right, EEOC's job.
And the message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. And you're listening to a Brown Perspective on Sports right now. I'm your host, Donnie Brown, talking sports here every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. I'd love to get you involved in the conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call, 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. We've got about 12 minutes left, and love to hear your perspective. What's going on there in your neck of the woods? 617-627-3800. Excuse me. Congratulations to the UConn women's basketball team. 4 NCAA titles in a row. 8 titles during the regime of Gino Auriemma. What else can you say? This is a great basketball dynasty, and I don't care what Dan Shaughnessy says. They are not ruining the game. They have set the standard really high, and they're saying, come on up and beat us, knock us off. Hey, we've lost 3 key seniors, you know, so get us next year. What? I mean, listen, we survived, when I say we, sports world survived the dynasty of the New York Yankees. They survived the dynasty of the Montreal Canadiens. Hey, the name of the game is compete, 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 compete. And there have been some teams out there that I thought were, you know, pretty good. I thought South Carolina had a shot this year. Notre Dame was really good. They didn't compete when it counted, and so therefore, I take nothing away from the fact that Gino Auriemma and the Connecticut Huskies are just the class of the league, and women's basketball to me is not inferior to the NBA. Can they play against NBA players? Of course not. It's a different game because they're women. Just like, you know, the best women's 100-yard dash person can't beat the best men's 100-yard dash person. But, hey, what they do, and they do it well. And congratulations again to the UConn women's Huskies from a Brown Perspective on Sports. Since the last time we were on the air, which was not last Sunday, and I'm not going to go through that again, the Patriots picked up a few more players. They picked up defensive lineman Marcus Kuhn. And they're really building up the defensive side of the ball. Prior to that, they got Terrence Knighton. Pot Roast is playing for us. He was shooting off his mouth against us a few years ago when they were beating up on us. But he's now on our side. So we'll see what the pot has left, what the roast has left in the pot. We got tight end Clay Harbor. I know nothing about Marcus Kuhn and even less about Clay Harbor. We got a defensive back, E.J. Biggers, who I know nothing about either. Nate Washington, I've heard. The question is, does he have much in the tank? He's 30 years old, or older, I do believe. Donald Brown, the running back, hard runner. I don't know if, and he can catch the ball out of the backfield as well. He's a Connecticut guy. I would like to see them re-sign LeGarrette Blount. That, to me, would be a great addition. Are they going to do that? I don't think there should be a money issue, but, you know, maybe just waiting to see who we get in the draft. Someone said that there's a great running back from USC, I think, somewhere out in the West Coast anyway, that might be available when the Patriots draft, get their first pick in the second round. I don't know. But anyway, we'll just have to see about that. We picked up Chris Long. The question, I guess, is, you know, is he the, how much does he have left in the tank? And he's had injury problems the past 3 years. And I guess that's the reason why we've been continuing to shore up the defensive line, especially since Chandler Jones was traded for guard Jonathan Cooper. He went to Arizona, and we also got a second-round pick there. We also got linebacker Shay McClellan. And I didn't write down. We got another tight end from the Chicago Bears, who I didn't put on my list. But everybody's saying that he and Gronkowski will be causing nightmares defensive for the defensive to try to stop 6'8 and 6'7, 6'7 and 6'6 or whatever they are. And they both can block. So the running game should go even further, be even better this year. We'll see that, you know, the fact that we got that far as we just missed the playoff by an extra point. So, you know, don't moan and groan about our condition. We did pretty well, I think, under the circumstances with all the injuries and everything else. And we got defensive end Frank Kearse from Washington. We got wide receiver Chris Hogan, who you know, should add depth. He's an Amendola type wide receiver, and so therefore, you know, we got more guys who are willing to run over the middle. He doesn't have breakaway speed, but you know, maybe this is the year for Aaron Dobson, or maybe we're gonna get somebody who can break out in the and spread the field, you know, in the draft. So who knows. And also, we picked up Ramon Humber, who's a linebacker, and I know very little about him also. And we haven't lost, like, you know, with Chandler Jones, you know, obviously. I think a lot of his career he played hurt, and so therefore his numbers were even less spectacular than they were. But we have Dominic Easley coming back. Jabal Sheard showed that he can play, so I guess he's going to be the starter. And we'll just have to wait and see. We got Ninkovich on the other side, how that is going to work out. But overall, I don't think that we certainly haven't gone through, and we're not going through the problems that Denver, they've lost key players on the defensive side. They lost their two quarterbacks, and let's see how well Elway can get them through that. It's 4:55 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 in the FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. And we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this, the Sunday, April 10th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in conversation. We've got about 4 minutes left, 3 minutes left. 617-627-3800. 617-627-3800. I think I said on the program a while back, I said that I don't know why we are going to lose two picks for Deflategate, since the original judge acquitted Tom Brady of any wrongdoing. Why? So what? What? Why? 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 Okay, they are appealing. Okay, so therefore, we shouldn't lose the pick until we hear the results of the appeal. Now, the NFL is going to say, well, hey, we got to have our draft because, you know, this is the regular part of our scheduling. Well, if the people who are suing the NFL, you know, and just ask for an injunction, that means that everything goes on hold until we hear what the because we're giving up two draft picks as punishment, and we haven't been found guilty of anything. So what? You know, I don't understand this. But there's a lot of things about the law I don't understand. But that we won't get. This is not a legal program. This is sports. So I'm just hoping that this, we're going to see how the appeal goes. People say, yeah, the appeal hasn't got a shot, you know, but you never know. You never know. Everybody thought that we were going to get you know, Brady was going to lose four games also, but that didn't happen. So let's see what happens. It's 4:57, 4:58 here on WMFO in Metro. Time to put the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Be back next Sunday, Lord willing, talking sports, and we'll see. Anybody out there want to get involved in the conversation? We'd love to have you. 617-627-3800. Stay tuned for Sounds of Praise coming your way at 5 a.m. 1 clock here in the studio has not been set back ahead an hour. I don't know how to do it. I guess no one else has done it because it's been, what, almost a month now since we changed the clocks. But anyway, I got to look, make sure I'm looking at the right clock when I'm telling the time. It's 4:58 and 29 seconds here on WMFO in Medford. Stay tuned. Sounds of Praise coming your way at 5 a.m. until 8 a.m. More new music and top hits of the year. And we're going to bring you that weather update. I didn't even check to see what the temperature was outside. It was chilly. I know that. And but we have that weather update coming your way sometime around 6:30 or so. So you stay tuned for that. And next time we'll be back talking sports, I want to hear from you. 617-627-3800. Have a great day.